Mackie is Superman. That's all I can say. He did a couple really bold, big moves to put himself in that position, and if anybody can do it and get away with it, he can.
Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo goes the distance for the Iditarod, an event that brings people together in the spirit of Alaska's heritage. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
Good morning, I'm Steve Heimel. Back on the Yukon River, Aaron Burmeister officially named Lance Mackey Superman. And of course, that really means super team in this race, as the leading canine athletes pull him out of Shaktulik and across the ice of Norton Bay this morning, hours ahead of anyone else. Mackey has clearly mastered this year's Iditarod. APRN's Annie Fite was there when he reached the coast.
A huge crowd of local fans, photographers, and reporters greeted Mackey at the Unalakleet checkpoint.
Where am I parking? Hey, hey! Hey, Maple!
Mackey looked exhausted. He says he has barely slept since his 24-hour layover at Takatna, and his feet are killing him. But he says his dogs are doing great.
Last checkpoint, the vets, the only thing they could find wrong is one dog had some toenails a little too long, he said. I had to laugh hysterically at that.
Inside the checkpoint, Mackey grabs a metal bucket full of water and then pauses to glance at the standings. He looks pleased. He says he still has 15 dogs, and he can't complain at all about that.
Although it is a little extra effort and work at this point, I don't need 15. But if they're up for it, I'm taking all 15 to Nome. They deserve it, you know? And how cool is that? I don't know. I'm just stoked.
Mackey says there's only one problem with being so far out in front.
Just not knowing what the hell is going on behind you, you know. I don't know what kind of rest or run schedule anybody else is on or how fast they're running, but I'm running at 8 miles an hour on a pretty steady or pretty consistently lately, so that works for me. I mean, I'm not holding nothing back at all.
He says adrenaline is keeping him awake on the runners at this point. Nome may still be hundreds of miles away, but he's already thinking about the finish and what color truck he might like. In Unalakleet, I'm Annie Fite.
The other teams followed Mackey up the coast starting at 3 this morning. Sebastian Schnula, Jeff King, Burmeister, Mitch Seavey, John Baker, and Hugh Neff in the first pack. The coastal team of John Baker has been moving up steadily in the race. Those Kotzebue dogs are used to the conditions they'll be facing from here to Nome, but Baker says that advantage is not really as big as it might seem at this point.
When you're running with the caliber of teams that these guys have, there's no... Everybody's in the same boat, so you just have to get out and get each run done with as efficiently as you can.
Aaron Burmeister, who led before the halfway point, has seen his team dwindle to 10 dogs now. He's been passed by Jeff King, who says he's fighting off sleep deprivation. That's been an issue for King in the past as well. Baker says he fell asleep too, and it was Burmeister who found him on the trail and carried him to catch up with his team. Sebastian Schnula says he's been having sleep issues as well.
I had a really, really nice camp out there. A little bit too nice because I overslept for an hour. When I woke up, I was like, damn. But on the other hand, it was such a nice rest for the dogs that I'm glad they got it.
Aaron Burmeister says at this point his 2-year-old dogs are seeing something now they've never seen before in their training runs, and he needs them to trust him.
I mean, the dogs, they don't trust you 100% when you're doing long runs. They're looking back, and, you know, they're saying, come on, Dad, when are we going to stop for a break? Let's get something to eat. So they're just not used to the hard, tough racing like we're doing right now.
Mitch Seavey got more rest in Unalakleet than the others. He followed Burmeister out at 3:28 this morning. He told APRN's Annie Fite his team is doing very well indeed.
I think they're perfect. A couple sick ones, but other than that, everybody's good.
Seavey's son Dallas is not far behind him. He's just behind Hans Gott, Sim Smith, and Sonny Lindner. Lindner's son, Chad, is in the race, too, running as a rookie before he begins his law practice on the East Coast. There was a scratch and a withdrawal from the race, both rookies, Kurt Reich and Rob Loveman.
Support for APRN coverage of Iditarod 2009 comes from Spinard Builders, supplying Devo paints, adding color and life to your home. And by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo goes the distance for the Iditarod, an event that brings people together in the spirit of Alaska's heritage. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
This is APRN,